anti-male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Mincemax twice a day, using 8-prenol norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Combined and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. Combined contains myo-inositol, synthein, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max at a triple the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the Joint Performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids and your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Deli and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Here it's my
Monday, the 4th of March, we have Josh Bernstein here. We thought up, of course, a new name. You thought up the amazing name for AOC. Her name is Occasional Cortex. I thought up a new one. I call her LSP, a Luciferic Sock Puppet. And I think you mentioned somebody from Greenpeace, another name for her as well.
Yeah, a little twit. According to the co-founder of Greenpeace, you know, look, let's talk about AOC for a second. Here's a woman that sits down with her chief of staff, and the guy's mowing down, you know, a hamburger as fast as he can, you know, inhale it.
Right.
And there's pictures of her, and then she gets caught, and so she's mad at the fact that she got caught, and how dare you stalk me. We're not stalking you. You're a member of Congress, unfortunately, and so we have to deal with your BS for the next 2 years, and you're going to be under a microscope. People are going to snap pictures of you. You know, we're going to catch you in your lies, and we're going to take pictures of you. So now we've got that. We've got her, you know, working on socialism with her staff, taking the money from the higher-ups and giving it to the lower-ups. She's just a mindless little twit, you know, just really like the founder of Greenpeace has said. She doesn't practice what she preaches. She says that she travels. She does air conditioning. What we ought to do is we ought to send her to Venezuela. We ought to, you know, I would love to expand the carbon footprint in order to put her on a one-way plane ride to Venezuela, drop her off in the middle of Caracas with a sign on her back that says Maduro is a terrible guy, or, you know, Maduro is gay, or whatever you want to call it. And just, you know, and let her deal with that. Let her see what socialism feels like. You know, I'd love to see this woman really experience what she's trying to push on the rest of us.
Socialism is a saw cutting off the soul. It's a soulless system, isn't it?
It truly is, and it never works. It never has worked. You know, these morons, these Bernie Sanders supporters, that think that somehow, for the 8,000th time it's failed, 8,001, is somehow going to work. And so they think, like, well, let's be more like, you know, Norway and Sweden and Denmark. Yeah, meanwhile, these are mixed market economies who have gotten rid of their socialist policies for the most part.
Right. Well, I like to think of the game I used to play with my kids 20 years ago called Mr. Potato Head. And Bernie Sanderclaus, I've changed his name, by the way. His name is Sanderclaus. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do like that. Yeah. I mean, it's even good when it's not December.
Yeah, but he puts on his angry eyes, like Mr. Potato Head, you know, and his wife. Don't put those angry eyes on with me, Mrs. Potato Head said. Well, that's what Bernie does when he wants to talk about how I'm seeing we don't have socialism and to redistribute everything. Here's a couple of factoids. Every human being, whether they're just conceived or they're 90 years old, deserves to be equally treated and be treated as a human being. No one is created equal. I'm not 7 foot tall. I'm not an NBA basketball player. But if they want to mentally fence with me, I'm going to pound them into the dust intellectually. So the fact is, no one's created equal. And that means as soon as you try to create equality, you make everybody what's called a gruel class. You can lower everybody's IQ, lower their income. So instead of the poorest people making $50,000 a year, everybody makes $20,000 and is waiting in line for bread, just like Bernie Sanderclaus said some years ago, saying he likes the idea that people wait in line for bread. How crazy is this man? How crazy? And now the entire leftist party has followed AOC, and we have now two Muslim terrorist members of Congress that continue to cause trouble, and they're on all these committees. What the hell? And people need to understand.
Yeah, and these people are terrorists. Let's not.
They're terrorists.
You know, look, we ought to call them representatives of ISIS. Okay, this is the new ISIS caucus. Honestly, these two are absolutely just disgusting excuses for human beings. They hate Jews. They hate the Constitution. They hate this country. Now we find out that Rashida Tlaib not only is being funded and was funded by George Soros, now we find out that she paid herself like $67,000 out of her own campaign. She took money from Soros, which, by the way, we're looking into. I'm going to do a report on it. It may be even illegal. And then you've got Ilhan Omar doubling up on her anti-Semitism. These people are traitorous. They truly are. They're disgusting. And they should be brought up on charges because they are against the Constitution. They're against American values.
They're against human race, and they're against God.
System, everything. They truly are. And, again, it's not being partisan or left versus right. It's evil versus good. And those women are evil, and they've proven it time and time again. And even the Democrats, many of the Democrats are even getting sick of them as well.
Well, I saw even the senator from California met by these kids who were actually walked in there on the Fox News report, tried to lecture her about the fact that the world's going to die in 12 years unless you do what ALC says.
Oh, God. That was so horrible. You want to talk about indoctrination? Think about those poor children that not only are scared to death that something like that is going to happen, which it would never happen and
right.
couldn't happen, although if Democrats got in control, anything's possible.
Right.
But the bottom line is these poor kids, you know, that is child abuse. As far as I'm concerned, that is a form of child abuse. To
right.
indoctrinate a child and turn them into a socialist government-loving drone and then go out and send them on a mission to attack a sitting senator like that in her office, these people know no bounds. They will do anything to get attention. They will get anything to gain power. They are dangerous usurpers to our American freedom and way of life, and they need to be stomped out.
Well, I think that there needs to be more active action by Trump and executive orders to put a stop to this. Make it illegal to have child representatives go to talk to politicians. Make it illegal to have various people like our guy from that continues to ask the immoral and unreasonable questions at the press hearings, you know? I'm not even going to mention his name because I don't want to give him any press. But the fact is when news media go off the rails like they went after the Covington kids and this kid Sandman, that paper needs to be delicensed. And the people that own the paper, that own the Washington Post, need to be majorly fined. They've got a lawsuit against them for $250 million. Guess what? Good going. But they need to also have some physical things. The owner of the paper who's directing it needs to spend some jail time. I don't care if he's a trillionaire or a billionaire. He needs to spend some time in a cold, hard steel cell. Maybe 30 days or 60 days. He would think twice about letting a staff get away with this kind of BS, wouldn't he?
Well, look, I think that they're going to learn their lesson, and it's going to be in the millions of dollars. I don't think that the lawsuit is going to go to the extent of seeing a judge in a courtroom. I'm quite confident that they'll be smart enough to stop the bleeding, and they'll settle for a large amount of money. So I'll tell you right now, this Sandman kid, he's going to own another paper. Well, you might as well just call it the Washington Post / Sandman, because he's going to be making some cash from this.
Well, what I'm hoping is it'll put a scare through these maniacs that think they get away with this, like Hollywood celebs.
Or at least let them do their job. At least let them have even an ounce of journalistic integrity. I mean, look, I've been doing my show for years, 5, 6 years now. I can count on one hand how many times I've been wrong on something where I have to look at the camera the following video and say, hey, you know what? Last week I said, you know, X, Y, and Z. That was incorrect. It's actually A, B, and C. Now, how many people in the news media have the integrity to do that? Zilch. None.
They also want to make false accusations like you're subhuman if you don't agree with us. Now, I can say this, though. When I see the behavior of AOC and Ilhan Omar, these other people, they're clinically insane. And I had a woman last week send me a letter with all kinds of pictures of an elephant with a thing over its back and audio video captions over it, you know, like of what they're saying. And she was saying it's obscene. She didn't address me as Dr. Bill Deagle. Didn't have the respect to say Dr. Bill Deagle. She said Bill Deagle. And how I was, you know, out of touch with reality because I had said that the Democrats are clinically insane. They're beyond that. They're evil. The word evil is live backwards. They're living backwards. This is incompatible with a Western democracy based on the idea that our rights come from our Creator God. And
I said last week, and I got in similar hot water, but not really. And I actually knew it was going to happen. I even said maybe Right Wing Watch will take note of this and do a story on it, but I'm standing by my comments. I said that the ideological makeup of the Democratic Party right now in 2019 and moving forward is a terrorist organization. They are demonic. They are evil. They're into killing children on the day they are born. They are for killing Americans by leaving our borders wide open. They're for abolishing ICE. They're for putting us in slavery, economic and moral slavery. So I said they are no different and no better as a terrorist organization than ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, you know, whatever, any of the others, Antifa, white supremacist groups. I lumped them the same. And then I said they should be barred from elections and forcefully dissolved as a party. They, the Democrats, have a problem. They need to start over. They need to get back to what they were about, which was about freedom, the American flag, believing in God, believing in country. I mean, think about where they went from JFK till now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not what you can do for your country, what you can do for your country, not what whatever that thing was. I can't remember it right offhand.
Hey.
And then now they went to give me all your free stuff, give me everything, or we're going to take it and give it out. It's ridiculous.
Right. It's also very scary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it truly is.
I don't think people have any idea just how terrible this thing is going to get, do they?
Not what you can do for your country, what you can do for your country. Right? That's what it was?
Right.
Don't ask what your country can do for you. It's what you can do for your country. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. I don't know why. I just had a brain fart. But I'm sure the right-wing watch is going to be like, conservative Josh Bernstein doesn't even know what he's talking about. But, yeah, that's all right. I can handle it.
Where is things going is this. We have 20 months left before Election Day, right? Roughly. 20 months. We have now 11 months before these Democrats all line up. And they're all lining up for things that are so obscene and so over the top and so out of... most of the country is just right of center. They want to have affordable health care. They want things like the VA. If you wait too long, you can see a doctor. They want the donut for insurance covered. They want to have insurance carriers be able to offer insurance from Ohio to people in California so they can't get away with murder. They want a system where integrative health care, which what I do is a total write-off, which I provide people the documentation to write off when they get their taxes. They want to see people have portability of their insurance from their employer. These kind of things can be done piecemeal. You don't need a top-down control matrix. They want doctors maybe paid on an hourly wage. They want a system set up so people can afford to have health care at a minimal cost so that they can get basic things taken care of. What I see happening is they don't realize on the other side, number one, if you put in a totalized control system, you could destroy healthcare, medical clinics, doctors, surgery clinics, and trauma units, and you won't have these services at all for anybody. People realize you could actually destroy the system by manipulating it. And already I know from my contacts, which I've had on the show, that what Obamacare did, it already destroyed a segment of the medical profession and surgical centers, et cetera, because of the craziness of Obamacare.
Let me explain what the Republicans must do from now until 2020. They must work on their messaging. And in particular, they need to educate the millennials and the youth of this generation. And they need to explain to them that nothing is free. None of these programs that these Democrats are offering you are free. When they say that you're going to get free health care and free tuition, they're lying to you. Oh, that's crazy. They're not lying to me. You're just a right-wing conspiracy theorist. Okay, well, why don't you go to their events and ask them this simple question? Raise your hand, and when they call on you, say, I have one question. You want to give us Medicare for all. I've heard a lot of people on the right say that the cost was going to be $32.6 trillion. How are you expecting to pay for this? You say that you want to give us free tuition for college. Well, how are you going to pay to give us free tuition? We've got to educate the youth to be against socialism and not embrace it. And that's what I'll be working on from now till 2020. I will be educating as much as I possibly can on every show.
Wow. Amazing. Yes, we have 20 months left. Believe it or not, that time count is going to go down pretty fast too, isn't it? But the news may be full of insanity from the human mass.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline Biotin Plus and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and insulin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriRIMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It's a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolic, folic acid, patent formula for 5-methylfolate, and the herbs Ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with Brain Power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday Firing Line is the first hour with the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2Plex, and Ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxide. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's arable CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Welcome back, and of course, we have Josh Bernstein. Josh, lots of stuff to talk about. What's going on in the world, by the way, this Kim summit, behind the scenes, I'm sure Trump is working out a deal with China and Russia. Russia, by the way, and China were giving technology to Kim. Until there's a trade deal worked out with Russia and China and consequences to the PLA and to the oligarchs in Russia, there's not going to be a deal with Kim, is there?
Well, certainly not right now. And again, you know, that's a good thing. Because when President Trump decided to leave the summit abruptly, that's because he found out more information that they restarted another nuclear reactor in Pyongyang. And then also they wanted full reprieval, if you will, from all sanctions. And President Trump wasn't about to do that. So when he realized that that was the situation, he said, you know what? I'm going to take my chips and I'm going to leave this table right now. I'm going to leave you hanging there with your cards, and I don't care what your cards are. I'm leaving. I'm taking my chips with me. And so that was the smartest thing he could have done because, again, you know, this is the art of the deal. This is the deal maker himself doing what he's doing. And you know what? He's intelligent enough not to sign on to bad legislation and a bad international policy or deal that's going to hurt the United States and hurt our national security. So he's intelligent enough. Believe me, Barack Obama would have been, you know, kissing the ring. He would have been doing anything he could. He would have probably gone on national television and did a propaganda video saying that America is evil and weak and terrible and that Kim Jong-un is the great leader of the country. I mean, he would have done any. He would have sold out his own mother if he had to come back with a deal. And the same thing with any other Democrat. The only person that had, you know, the guts to stand up to the, you know, pot-bellied dog-eater dictator is President Trump. And you know what? He's now going to negotiate from a point of strength, not weakness. And when there is another summit in the future, now Kim Jong-un knows who he's dealing with, and he's dealing with somebody that's not a pushover.
That's good, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's awesome. That's why we elected this guy. You know, and if you and I want to talk about the CPAC speech. I don't know if you had a chance to see it. But let me just tell you,
I saw the whole thing. I was riveted. I literally didn't even go to the bathroom except once and then froze it. Like, I couldn't believe how good Trump was in that speech. Wasn't he amazing?
He's so hysterically funny. I mean, the guy's, you know, got comedic timing like a professional comedian, but he was also able to go off script. He was also passionate. He was intelligent. He was articulate. He was funny. He was humorous. He was serious. He was a whole gamut of emotions. Yeah. And he wrapped it all up into a two-hour and two-minute, you know, speech that is, I believe, the longest in CPAC history, and by far the longest speech he's ever given as president or even as candidate.
Now,
so
honestly,
I thought it was amazing.
He's the best president we ever had, but you know, there's only one deficiency he has, which is glaring. He hasn't spent 20 minutes a week with Josh Burstein, Deagle, and some of our other co-hosts that know what we're talking about. If he had 20 minutes with us, mano a mano, this man would know what the hell his advisor's doing. I heard his story, which I loved his story, when he went over and he talked to this general over in because he was really bored sitting around the White House. He called Raising Cain. And I couldn't believe this story. It's so funny. I mean, this is like a movie set thing. And he talked about how he could take him to central casting. Raising Cain said, "We can clear up ISIS in 1 week." He said, "How come you told me a year?" He says, "Why didn't you guys tell us that?" He said, "It's not our place, sir." I'm thinking, I got a kick out of Trump. He actually, mano a mano, talked to these guys. They told him straight up, and then he changed his attitude. If he had a chance to talk to you and I and other people to know what the hell's going on, mano a mano, a lot of his policies would change very, very quickly, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I agree. And again, I have a lot of contacts inside the administration. And one thing that struck me about his speech, two things. One thing that was amazing is he's going to issue an executive order to basically defund colleges and universities that don't allow freedom of speech on campus.
Right.
I thought that was tremendous. But more than anything else, he said something, you know, when he goes off script, that's when the gold is present, really, truly. And he went off script and he was talking about Mueller and he was talking about all the different conflicts of interest. And one thing that he said, and he's repeated it in the past, but I never really picked up on it until watching the speech. He said that he was in a nasty and contentious business disagreement with Robert Mueller. So I pulled it, and I rewinded it, and I said, did he just say what I thought he said? And I rewound it twice to hear it, so I could hear it with my own ears. And I said, oh, my goodness. And then I did some research. Well, I found out that the left-wing media has been burying the story. They won't ask anybody about it. One person on CNN asked Rudy Giuliani about it. But Rudy Giuliani didn't really expound on it and said that he didn't know a lot of information on it. So I did some more digging, and I made a couple of phone calls to people that I know in the Trump administration. And what I was told was that the dispute was from 2011 with the Northern Virginia golf course, Trump International Golf Course in Northern Virginia. And apparently, Robert Mueller wanted special treatment. He was like a big shot. He was, you know, part of the political class. And I guess he asked for discounts or something, according to what I've been told, in his membership fees. And Trump told him to go pound sand. And basically, they got into an argument, and then Mueller, at that point, decided that he was going to withdraw from being a member of the country club, the golf club, and he did. But apparently, he owed a substantial amount of money. Now, I can't get what that amount is, and to be quite honest, President Trump nor Robert Mueller have ever spoken publicly about it. The only thing that we really know is that President Trump keeps bringing it up on the campaign trail, saying that there was a nasty and contentious disagreement. But from my source, they said that he still owes him some money. They don't know the amount of the money. So you add all that together and the fact that Mueller was not going to be an FBI director, although he did serve 10 years and had a special waiver to serve another two. But the bottom line is, it was revenge. It was retribution. And possibly even all the way back to 2011 and whatever happened at this golf course.
Wow.
But
wow.
They're not talking about that, you know? So when Mueller got the appointment, because Elmer Fudd Sessions was so feckless and recused himself for no reason, because he had Russian dressing on a salad, basically. The next thing you know, you've got Rod Rosenstein, a deep state operative, now appointing Mueller in a revenge plot for firing his best friend Comey and for having that dispute years ago on the golf course. I think that is more of what's going on here. But the media will not do their due diligence. They will not do anything about that story. It's only coming out in little bits and pieces. I did some research on it as best I could, but to be quite honest, there's not a lot of information out there on it.
Wow, that's interesting.
So.
Amazing.
You know, yeah, you always look a little bit past what they try to tell you is the reason for something. And you keep digging, and eventually you uncover some things. And you may not get the full story, but you start to get certain pieces of the puzzle. And if you're intelligent enough, you can surmise what the outcome was and the motivation, if you will, and reason for certain things are.
Wow. That is amazing. Now, there's a couple other things going on with the La Orchilla Island nuke thing, and with Venezuela, we have Guaido going back there, and he's in danger of being arrested. I think we should send the troops in and take out Maduro with the adjacent countries, Colombia and Brazil, and we should not give him advance warning when we go to La Orchilla Island and remove the damn Russian nukes and blow up the runway. And we should also seize the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs the same way as the Chinese. I'm sure we know their street address and their satellite photo of the company that's making the carfentanil that's shipped through the Mexican border to the drug cartels that are actually, I'm sure, the Chinese are making billions on selling illegal carfentanil to American public and killing them. The news is a month ago enough to get 117 million Americans dead. This is not acceptable. So I want to see Trump be more Trumpian. And I think, honestly, he should start defunding media, too. Washington Post should be defunded. Various media people like Costa should no longer be allowed to actually not only have a press card, he should no longer be allowed to even come in the building. And we should make sure that when media start to do things of what I call a hard coup, because it's not a soft coup anymore, that they need to have their license removed. When we have this new investigation being started up to literally seize taxes and investigate everything, you know, how long Trump's toenails are or how his kids are doing, you know, to me this is an investigation looking for a crime. It's ridiculous. And Nadler...
Right.
Is out of his freaking mind. I don't know why he thinks he's going to find something when he knows damn well this is going to damn the Democratic Party. It's not going to get them any points. And it's further going to push America, especially with the demon rats going over the edge with left and their communist socialism and godlessness. It's going to kill the Democratic Party. But Nadler somehow should be dealt with, shouldn't he?
Well, look, as far as Nadler is concerned, I'm actually going to do a report on him this week. I was tipped off to somebody. The reason why Nadler, you know, has such a, if you will,
right.
For President Trump.
He has an erection,
a political erection. There you go.
Yeah.
So basically what's happened here is they had a dealing way back when. I don't have all the details, so I'm not going to spew what I don't know because I don't do that. So I'm going to do my research and I'm going to put out a video on it. But apparently they have either a political connection or some type of rivalry and or business transaction from way in the past that Nadler and him were at odds over. I will get to the bottom of it so that when I am reporting it, I know exactly what I'm talking about. It's been resourced, it's been checked and double-checked and triple-checked, so no one like Right Wing Watch can call me a liar or right. anything else. So I will get to the bottom of that story. I don't have it right now, but I do know that there's a history between the two of them, and I will be reporting on that this week.
Now, why does he think a personal vendetta is going to get him any points, especially where Trump has a battalion of attorneys around him? He's got his own private security force. Trump is very cautious and careful when he deals with various things. For example, when he tried to make say something like, when I watch the Fox News comedy hours and they talk about the fact that if you're a billionaire developer in New York, do you not think that he's going to have some extramarital affairs? I mean, how ridiculous is this? Trying to judge him about paying off this woman so she doesn't destroy either business deal or his candidacy. This has nothing to do with it. I'm not saying the man's a saint. He's not. Trump's not a saint. He's a businessman. And he's trying to operate America as a business. And people have to realize,
which is how it should be run.
It's got to be run like a business. And no one, by the way, there hasn't been a businessman running America for 100 years. There hasn't. Since the Hamiltonian business system back over 100 years ago, America has not been run as a business, and it is. It's the largest business on earth, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it truly is. And he's a magnificent, not only businessman, but builder. And if you saw that speech, he was talking about building, he was talking about architecture, he was talking about construction and manufacturing. You know, this is a guy that knows how to rebuild things because he's witnessed it, he's watched it, he probably hasn't participated too much in it, but he's overseen it, and he knows how to deal with the contractors and everything else.
Well, I heard a statement he made that I thought was really sterling, and he said his father taught him a point. You go down to the scene where the building's being built, you pick up every piece of wood, every nail, every piece of glass. You don't let anything go to waste. You make sure you track the contractors to make sure they're on time and they're not interfering with the other people on the schedule. And right. So his dad beat this into him to eventually realize that's why you can always get things before schedule, get everything done below budget. As he's trying to do the same with America.
He also said you don't make billions of dollars sitting behind a desk.
Exactly. You got to get your hands dirty. You got to get down there. I do the same thing when I do telemedicine. I call people even when I'm in my hyper chamber, call them to see how they're doing. You got to get out there and work. Work, work, work. He knows how to work, doesn't he?
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, and anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear self pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a dead recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So, Josh, we need to work hard to get some people. If we can't get Trump directly, we need to get people like Corinne Lewandowski, or you mentioned the two black ladies, which are some of my favorite people on earth.
Yeah.
I'm an insult, man. Those ladies, I respect, man. They're serious. Yeah. And the thing is that Donald Trump is colorblind. I am not a racist. In fact, my kids, and I'm going to say this genetically, my kids have got every race on earth. They got Jewish, they got Hebrew, they got Arab. They got Mongolian, they got black, they got everything. Okay, so this idea that Deagle's a racist, go to hell. And the thing is, I want everybody to be able to have affordable health care, but I don't want top-down control where when your mommy's 82 years of age and she's been taking care of her own home and she just falls and breaks her hip, I don't want them giving your mom a lethal injection or saying she's not worth to live. I don't want to see somebody forced vaccinated so it takes the glint out of their eye so their brain's on fire until they eventually die of brain cancer later. I don't want people being forced to take what we call a healthcare system that tells a doctor, if you don't practice a certain way, we're going to take your damn license, doctor, because if you're an innovator and save even money or save lives, you're going to get persecuted. I remember having a doctor, head of neurosurgery on the show years ago. And he talked about the fact that he just added magnesium to the post-surgical suite. And his colleagues got angry with him, even trying to file the state licensure because his patients didn't die. I mean, I've seen it happen with myself personally, that when you develop something new, it upsets your colleagues because they don't want to feel stupid. So guess what? Stupid is something you must pursue like a wild animal pursuing a game. You have to pursue questions that make you feel stupid or you'll never get wise. And that's why I see somebody like Trump, when he worked with contractors over the years, and I'm sure his father taught this, you've got to ask questions to everybody, the steel worker, the scaffolder, the people doing this and that. And you know why? Because when you ask questions, you realize things aren't being done right. That's why he got that rink put in, where is it now, in Central Park, at below cost and budget. That's why he puts up buildings below budget cost. That's why he was successful. But everything you do, whether it's what I do when I do telemedicine or designing nutraceuticals, you have to ask questions. And if you don't feel stupid, at least temporarily, you're never going to get better. And that's how I see Trump succeeding. He's willing enough. And by the way, you might think he's a big egomaniac. And externally, he looks like that. Like people think I'm an egomaniac. I'm not. It's all competent. The man is competent. He's competent, man.
Yeah.
You can see he's probably one of the most competent business people we've ever had. His Art of the Deal book should be a textbook for any business class of anybody going to university anywhere in the Western world. Because if you don't see the art of the business, how the hell can you do business in the Western world? You can't.
Yeah, no, look, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, what's interesting is apparently Kim Jong-un is not reading The Art of the Deal. Otherwise, he would have had better negotiating skills.
No, I know exactly what happened. I know what happened to Kim. What happened to Kim is the deal wasn't closed with China and Russia yet. And Kim didn't get go-ahead. So it's okay. Trump walked away. The third deal, by the way, was the one that brought down the wall with Reagan. So I really believe we're all, you know, meeting number three, after the trade deals worked out with China, and after we shut down the carfentanil being manufactured in China with the PLA, and after we shut down the craziness of missiles being put in Larachi Island in Nicaragua, the Russians realized, hey, we'll reindustrialize their country, and we'll buy them their buckwheat and stuff, and they can actually have an economy, so they don't have to have their women be whores in Russia, because they're hot, the women, mm-hmm. Russian women, and we don't have to have them as whores, and we don't have to make Moscow the most expensive city to visit on the planet. You know, people don't understand that. And it means, Putin, we don't need to make you poor, but you do need to start getting real and stop trying to weaponize a proxy country of the former Stalinist regime that was a satellite of the Soviet Union. Soviet Union's over. This is a whole new world. And the Belt and Road Program of China, by the way, should not be allowed to take over countries and chattelize them to the point where they actually have to hand over their ports to China. We want it to be internationalized so countries don't go in debt to their eyeballs. I guess there's 87 countries now. And China's expanding itself thinking it's going to become an empire. This empire stuff is over. In fact, our 700-plus bases, eventually, as time goes on, we're going to start shutting these damn bases down. It doesn't mean we can have world peace, but it means we need a whole approach to defense of Earth and defense of economy and defense of the Earth from a magnetosphere collapse or a coronal mass ejection. We don't even have things like plans to put tokamak fusion reactors so that we can replace our power generation and plasma lines so that if you have a CME or some cyber attack that knocks over a power grid, we won't cannibalize each other. People don't realize that our civilization is extremely fragile, and it's all codependent. The Chinese, their economy is collapsing because they're fighting with us. Once we work it out, they're going to be fine, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. I think that if you look at the entire world, and you look at Russia, and you look at Iran, and you look at Syria, and you look at China and North Korea, you can clearly see the axis of evil that is taking shape and is lining up against the West. Against
right.
the United States and Canada and Mexico. And you can see the outline of, you know, got rid of a third world war. We can't have that happen, and we don't have someone that has a trigger finger, is not a happy trigger finger. He is a measured person. He is astute in his ability to negotiate. And more than anything else, he's respected now on the world stage, whereby Obama was not respected. Obama, you know, said that he was going to put a line in the sand. And then if you cross it, that's a red line. Well, it might as well have been a chorus line with, you know, stockings and shoes.
Yeah.
Because
remember, remember 3 years ago when he went to China and he was at some Asia conference, and the Chinese would even pull up the thing to the rear of the plane to have him come off Air Force One. I mean, come on now. They didn't treat him with respect because he didn't treat China with respect. You don't have a big conference from all these Asian countries talking about trade where China's not invited. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right. You know, are you kidding? Come on, Obama, and you think you're going to kind of threaten China? Just like, it's okay to threaten on one level, Tim, but he, quote, has a good relationship with Trump. It's only going to work if Russia and China are on side and know there's going to be consequences. You have to have a stick, and you have to have a carrot. And believe me, behind the scenes, there's some pretty big sticks there ready to whack Russia and China if they don't play ball. I guarantee you this trade treaty that's going on, there's some warnings on the back end of it that are not very pleasant for both Russia and China.
No, there probably is not. I mean, look, the bottom line is our days of negotiating terrible trade deals that are one-sided, that are giving, you know, China and Russia leverage and other countries like Mexico and Canada and other countries in, you know, Central and South America, there's no more, you know, we're not handing out favoritism and charity anymore. Now it's just like President Trump said in his CPAC speech, you know, we're now making things fair. It's free trade, but it's fair trade.
Right.
And we're not going to sit there and be the whipping boys for the international community on trade relations.
Well, it's by the way, the international whipping boys are basically a proxy for the British and the United Nations. The United Nations is just a proxy for the new financial British Empire. And the problem is that their proxy countries that have been manipulated right from the start was Russia and China, which were erected because of British interference in those countries that brought about the Bolshevik Revolution and the Chinese Revolution with Mao Zedong. People don't realize this. It's against the same players going on right now trying to screw Trump. Even the false dossier and everything goes right back to the damn British and their attempt to try to interfere.
The British and the French and the Spaniards and the Germans and everybody else in the Western European area of the world, they were dumb to allow this Brussels, this European Union, to dictate to them about who can come and go into their countries, open borders, their tariffs, their taxes, their revenue streams, who's in certain positions. Yep. They have lost their autonomy and independence.
You know who did that?
Ability to
Do you know who did
themselves.
I'll tell you who did it. The Bilderberger organizations. The Bilderbergers and all these other organizations are Masonic, but the Masonic organizations. Right, and they're all tied back to what's called tied back to these intel agencies like the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, that actually work with the Bilderbergers and these organizations to create this super dominant, super state proxy for the New World Order. I mean, look at the currency for Europe. It's a Rothschild currency, it hasn't even had the stamp on it. It's approved by the Vatican and the Jesuits. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize what's going on right now is a global takeover by transnational corporations that basically are a proxy for the new financial British Empire. They used to rule the waves. Now they rule the waves of quadrillions of dollars. And the problem is right now, that system is falling down. And Trumpism, prime thing, and other populism around Europe, they want to erect their own military force not to protect themselves from Russia and China. It's to make sure countries don't leave. They don't want Italy, Austria, and Hungary to leave the thing. That's why even Hungary has a warrant out for George Soros and his defunding universities that Soros is supporting there. Soros worked directly with the CIA for decades and funded his organization to work lockstep with the CIA. He was only started the first year that Trump was in office. He defunded that and wouldn't allow it to happen. And Soros was into our politics, and even with the Ukrainian revolution was going on with Poroshenko, Soros was directly involved with that, with our State Department, wasn't he?
He was, and the bottom line is these countries that are part of the European Union, some of them are trying to break away because they understand the amount of debt and they understand the open borders and the globalism that has just ravaged their countries, and they're trying to push back from. But the problem is that Brussels right now is stronger than most of these countries combined. And, it's a centralized government that they signed on to. And when they did, they gave up their sovereignty. So now they're trying to make this Brexit thing, as painful as possible.
Right.
And you can clearly see that the leaders of the UK are, not on good standing, not strong. They're not strong like Trump, and they're wavering, and they're giving concessions, and therefore they're trying to have it both ways. We want to be Brexit, but we want to still be in. Well, you can't. The people voted to leave, and let the other countries follow suit. The best thing that could happen to the world is the dissolve of the European Union.
Right.
Every single country, the whole thing should be dissolved.
Right.
And
there'd
be a lot more freedom.
They should dissolve it and reformulate like the United States of America, where there's state autonomy. And they can decide who comes and goes in their state, and they can decide to have cultural laws that protect their culture from being annihilated by North Africans and Muslims.
Exactly. And the birth replacement rate, the fertility rate, all of that is leading to the takeover and the European caliphate.
Well, remember, the leftists are pushing it. Look at the Ocasio Cortex. After all, she takes away not only your cars and your trains, she wants to take away your babies. She said, don't reproduce. No hamburgers, no babies, no cars, no trains. What kind of hell? Actually, we don't have to, you don't have to be religious. You don't have to wait to go to hell. You can have hell now if the damn socialists take over.
That's what they're selling, that's for sure.
Amazing. That's what I said. She fits the bill. Not only is she occasional cortex, like you set up, she's also an SPL, a Luciferic sock puppet.
We need to make Alexandria bartend again. Let's hope somebody runs against her in 2020 and knocks her out.
I got a better idea. Why don't we have a GoFundMe, and we have a really, really fancy bar in New York City, and we pay her $1 million a month to bartend.
No, because I wouldn't want to pay her anything like that.
I know. I'm just kidding you. I'm kidding you. In other words, I think she's a liar when she's in her I think aunt's minivan and she's paying for all these big guzzling cars, and her assistant is hoeing down a hamburger on video cam. Guess what? She is a liar, liar, as they say, pantsuit on fire.
She, you know, we ought to drag her out of the house and throw her on the street and make her live for 30 days on the street like a homeless person. And then see how...
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Zeleny, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Zeleny has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take the often unforgettable program with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking a look at the top of Rinse.com and enrich your mind with those unique panorama of violation and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rinse.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rinse.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rinse.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test after test. Allicin C is truly an incredible advance in natural medicine. And with the threats of bacterial and viral diseases and pandemics growing, no home should be without it. Learn more and order Allicin C on the New Earth page at Rents.com.
After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an